hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game.
It's Stevie's Minor Hockey Talk on River Country.
Yes, welcome to another edition of Stevie's Minor Hockey Talk, where we grab minor hockey players up here in the Peace Region, find out how their season went or how it's going, and what they like to talk about and how they like their sport and why they like their sport. That's basically what we're doing here. Really fortunate today to have the U16 AA Stampeders. I've got Leland Branderhorst, I've got Beau Lavoie, and I've also got Colby Bent. How you doing, guys?
Pretty good.
Good stuff. So we're going to start with the goalie today. Leland, how long have you been in nets for?
I've been in net for about 8 years.
8 years. Well, that's a long time. All right. What's tougher for the goalie to stop? A slap shot or a wrist shot?
I'll say wrist shot because it's easy. It's a bit harder to.
Okay. Now, puck handling. That's an important aspect of your game. Are you good at it?
I'm actually pretty good at it, yeah.
All right. Now, how do you hone that particular craft? Because a lot of guys don't have the confidence to do that.
It just takes time and you just got to get used to it. It's just we're our own breed, actually.
Yeah, you certainly are. Who's your favorite goalie?
Don't really have one.
You don't have one? Like, not Patrick Roy or anything? That's Stevie's favorite goalie, but you don't have a favorite goalie. I guess you must have more than one.
I have quite a bit.
Quite a bit. Oh, that's good to know. All right, now, big topic of conversation is that the scoring is down in the NHL and in a lot of games. I know not so much in minor hockey, but, and some immediately deflect to the solution of, hey, let's make the nets bigger. What do you think about that?
The nets bigger?
Yeah.
That's going to be a lot harder.
That's what they're talking about these days.
I would hate that.
Yeah, why would you hate it so much?
Because
it'd
be a lot harder to cover the whole net. Like, we have to cover the whole net, and we're also pretty small goalies in minor hockey. So
yeah.
It'd be a lot harder to cover the net.
It definitely would be. All right, now, I hear goalies are moody. Is that true? Like, I'm a Patrick Roy fan. I think he was the king of moodiness. But are you one of those goalies?
Not really.
I'm looking at the other two players here in the room. Is he moody?
Yeah, maybe a bit.
So there you have that. But you guys have way more pressure on you, and I think that's part of it, right? All right. Now, every member of the Stanley Cup, the winning team, they get a personal day with the cup, right? Now, many champs have taken part in the tradition of filling the cup up with food. Now, let's say you got to take that Stanley Cup home. What kind of food would you be eating out of that?
I'd probably eat Fruit Loops out of it.
Fruit Loops? It sounds like you already knew the answer to that question.
Yeah, it's my favorite cereal, so I'd probably eat that.
That's awesome. Well, thanks so much, Leland. All right, we're moving on right now to Bo. Hey, Bo, how you doing?
Good.
Now, you kids are what, about 16, 17?
Yeah, we're about 16.
All right. Now, Bo, have you ever tried to imitate a pro in your games? And if you do, in what sort of ways?
Probably Adam Fox. He's really good at his feet and moving the puck. He does some good passing and everything like that, and he's all around a good player. So probably imitate what he does.
That's great. You're actually the first player out of all the teams that I've done that's actually had an answer to that question. So that's really good. Do you play any other sports, Bo?
Yeah, I play baseball and sometimes school sports like badminton.
Badminton. Well, that gets me back to something else I want to ask you. Do you find that it's hard to juggle school and hockey?
No, I actually find it pretty easy because at Glen Mary, the teachers give you stuff what you're supposed to do while you're gone, and it makes it easier for us to be able to play hockey and go to school.
That's great. All right, now who's your favorite player in professional hockey and why?
It's probably Roman Josi or P.K. Subban.
Oh, okay.
Just for the fact that P.K. Subban used to play for Montreal Canadiens, and I liked him there before he got traded. And Roman Josi is, he's not well known, but he is pretty good.
So you're a Habs fan, are you?
Yeah.
Oh, right on. You know that Stevie's from Montreal, right? This is,
it's
a religion in Montreal in a big way. Let me ask you a question. My brothers always had their pregame meal. You got one of those?
Probably pizza.
Pizza? Pizza?
Yeah, I don't think my coach would like that one, but
no.
I think pizza is my favorite pregame meal when we're at home.
No, definitely not. All right, well, out of the two players that are sitting here right now, which one of you spends more time in the penalty box? You or Colby?
I'd say Colby.
Colby? I don't know. Colby's saying it's you, Bo. It's you.
Like 85 minutes.
You have 85 penalty minutes in this season alone?
Possibly.
That's awesome. I just think that's awesome. All right. All right. Now, are you superstitious, Bo?
No, not myself.
Not yourself.
I just go and I do what I can and don't think about all the superstitions.
So none of this like putting one sock on first or any of that nonsense?
No.
It's just no.
No,
all
right. Not into that.
All right, I'm going to ask you a true or false question for your last one. Now, as legend has it, when hockey was played in its early days, a frozen patty of cow poop was used instead of a puck. True or false?
True.
You bet it is. What do you guys think about that?
I think it's pretty cool, actually.
Sounds messy.
Yeah, sounds very messy. Good one. All right, we're moving on to Colby. All right, Colby, so I understand you guys are done the season.
Yeah,
how'd you do?
In my opinion, we did okay.
What are some of the things that you could work on for next year?
Probably my stamina.
Hard to stay on the ice for that long. I mean, even 5 minutes of hockey is just exhausting. Yeah. I can just imagine.
Very quick on AA.
So, do you do anything in the summer to keep yourself conditioned for next year?
Sometimes I go for a run. Not very much, but I try.
Okay, so now you are a forward, correct?
Yep.
Now, is there any other positions on the team that you like to play? Like, once you guys find something, do you stick to that or do you move around?
Well, they just move me around, either right wing or left wing, so I just go.
Okay. Do you like watching NHL hockey?
I try to, but I don't really have the time sometimes.
Yeah. All right, so your coach, he gives you that hockey talk at the beginning of your game in the dressing room. Now, I've heard some of those. I've been involved in some of those in the other room. They can get very loud and very, what does it sound like in your dressing room? What's your coach's name?
Pat.
Pat, and how does his talk sound?
His talks are pretty supportive. They get us all motivated and...
Okay, so nothing too harsh?
No.
I had other kids that told me their coach swears and all kinds of stuff, but not your coach?
No, he tries to keep it to a minimum.
Oh, that's a good thing. Now, what about your parents? They go to your game, your mom or your dad?
Yeah, they try their best, but with my sister, it's hard.
It's a little difficult.
Yeah.
Now, like I said, I was at a game on Friday night, and I had a dad behind me screaming the whole time at that poor ref, but I agreed with what he was saying. Now, do your parents ever embarrass you when they're at their hockey games?
No. Sometimes my mom can get a little loud, but... It's normal, so
it's just what us moms do, Colby. That's just what we do. We're just cheering you on and such. Well, you guys have been great sports about this. And these guys right now are going to introduce the next song for us.
It's Chris Stapleton.
Nobody to Blame.
On Peace Region's Best River Country.